This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The death toll from the tsunami in Indonesia is now nearing 300. The Indonesian Red Cross says those who survived are in dire need of assistance. The country's disaster agency also says more than 1,000 people were injured in the tsunami caused by the eruption of a volcano over the weekend. The partial government shutdown continues. It's the third day of the funding impasse that has shuttered a quarter of the federal government. The sticking point remains the $5 billion in border wall funding that President Trump is demanding. Negotiations between Democrats and the White House continue, but the earliest chance for a vote is now likely to be Thursday, when the U.S. Senate is scheduled to be back in session. Outgoing Defense Chief James Mattis giving the order now to officially withdraw U.S. troops from Syria, as President Trump has requested. And this is USA Radio News.
Hey, I'm Brant. So there's this guy named Jordan. He's a healthy guy. He's a dad of six, and he works as a guide in Alaska. And he goes to the doctor, true story, he goes to the doctor, and he's diagnosed with cancer, stage four. And here's the thing. He had switched earlier from medical insurance to MediShare, where Christians share each other's medical bills. So the question for Jordan and his wife, Jenny, was, is this actually going to work?
Our medical bills exceeded $160,000. MediShare members shared all our bills.
And it was about more than just the money, too. This is a real community.
MediShare is a family, a group of people that stick with you through the hardest times of your life. I just don't know how I could have done it without MediShare.
It's so worth looking into. There's a reason this is growing so fast. So if you want to find out more, here is a number for you. 855-90-PSALM. That's 855-90-PSALM.
Retired General Motors workers are urging GM officials to reconsider plans to close four plants in the United States and one in Canada as part of a restructuring plan. GM officials contending they will be able to save $6 billion by 2020 by closing those factories, as well as laying off thousands of factory workers and executives. Senator-elect Mitt Romney and his family hoping to cheer up others during the holiday season as his wife and other members of the Romney clan stopped by the Ronald McDonald House in Salt Lake City last night.
It's a chance for us to share some of the joy that we have in our family with families that have come here from all over the world, really.
The facility offers free food and lodging to families with kids undergoing nearby medical procedures. It may be Christmas Eve, but the National Retail Federation estimates more than 22 million Americans still need to shop today, and most of the nation's stores and malls are open early to late. And this is USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
Iran says it's not worried about a U.S. aircraft carrier that's now sailing in the Persian Gulf. The USS John C. Stennis arriving in the region late Friday amid increasing tensions between Tehran and Washington. An Iranian military commander telling local media hours ago that the aircraft carrier's presence is insignificant. He also said Iran is prepared to respond if the ship was to enter its territorial waters or was to pose a threat, but that the Americans lack the courage to do anything. The holidays are a time for searching random stuff on the internet. SatelliteInternet.com has rounded up the top Christmas time searches for every state on Google, results showing people in Texas wondering, quote, is the Grinch real? Alaskans are asking, what is Christmas? Police in Wyoming are wondering about a Kardashian Christmas card, and folks in Rhode Island are looking for some holiday love with their search for Tinder. Amazon saying that Tinder also happens to be the most Googled Christmas term for the entire United States. And Aquaman is swimming to the top of North America's movie box office as the new Warner Brothers superhero picture is this week's number one movie. When you're online, you can find us at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Hey, everyone. Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription-strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. Sydney Powell joins us. Yes, author of the book, License to Lie. Sydney, so much to talk about. We got to jump into this right away. I was kind of hoping that we'd be able to, in a sense, I say hoping, only to put a bow around the Michael Flynn sentencing. But the judge looked at it and says, maybe I have to look at this a little bit more. I think there's a lot more to read into this. I mean, everything was laid out. He wasn't going to get any jail time. And then the judge starts off saying, hey, what you did was just awful. It was terrible. And, okay, well, let's get on with the sentencing. Let's put it off. Well, what's all that about?
Yeah, I don't know. There were a lot of, different signals coming out there. He gave Flynn every opportunity to back out of his plea deal. It was almost as if he wanted him to do that. At the same time, he was trying to pin the government down on things that they were not charging him with or things that they might charge him with. He got them to admit that there were nothing wrong with his calls to the Russian ambassador. Mm-hmm. He brought up and they, you know, threw out the Logan Act possibility and he mentioned that you mean that act that's never been charged.
Exactly.
And that brought forth laughter in the courtroom.
Mm-hmm.
So he was.
Well, maybe John Kerry was happy to hear that comment.
Yeah, really.
Mm-hmm.
He's the one that ought to be charged with it.
Right.
Yeah. But, so it was, it was a very interesting morning, but I found that the most interesting part was that it seemed to me like Judge Sullivan really wanted more time.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was glad to see that General Flynn and his defense team did ask for more time to delay the sentencing, for him to go ahead and provide more cooperation for the government, because at the end, the very end, that probably most people might have even missed, Judge Sullivan said he's going to send more questions to the both sides, asking things like, how were these statements material to the government?
Mm-hmm.
And that's another big question I had. That question's the very factual basis for the plea.
Exactly. Well, you know, and here it is, as admitted by Comey, he describes that they took advantage of the Trump administration in the early days
found them with their guard down. And, you know, here it is. You've got an inexperienced team in place, you know, trying to figure out where the bathroom is, much less any other protocol. And Comey and the FBI take, I believe, unfair advantage. And, you know, they lock this guy up in a corner and really kind of handcuff him. You know, it seems like to me, you know better than I do on this, Sydney, but it just seems on so many levels, you know, so unfair and not right.
Totally. And everyone knows that when you think you're in a casual conversation with friends, you're far less precise in your choice of words and don't worry about trying to recollect the details of something as much as you would be if you knew you were being investigated and that everything you say was being judged as if you were under a standard of perjury.
Exactly. Well, and of course they say, oh, don't worry, you don't need an attorney. You know, we're just going to sit down and have a cup of coffee. I mean, it seems pretty harmless. And,
exactly.
You know, and Flynn, you know, his mistake is that he trusted these guys.
They led him to believe it was a training exercise.
And here it is. All that got put in the line, he got squeezed here in the middle. And of course, all this really bears added witness to the deep state and what Stroke and Page, Comey, Rosenstein, the whole group of them, and Mueller, it seems to be that he's just as complicit in all this.
Oh, totally. And I want to make sure everybody sees my articles in the Daily Caller from two days ago and yesterday explaining the exculpatory evidence that I'm 99.9% sure has not been produced to General Flynn, including the fact that Mueller destroyed Agent Stroke's cell phone, had it wiped completely, which is obstruction of justice in and of itself, because obviously he had been told by the inspector general of the very incriminating text messages between Stroke and Page and other people that compelled Mr. Stroke to be fired from the FBI. And then he goes and deletes text messages from Stroke's phone. Absolutely unfathomable. All their electronics should have been sealed in evidence bags and treated as evidence in a criminal investigation themselves.
Well,
it's nothing short of a crime that Mr. Mueller committed himself.
Well, it has been. I mean, this thing has been one crime after another. I mean, if you look, you know, if you look at the Democrats and see what happened from Hillary on down, her operatives, they all got immunity. Trump's team, they're all, you know, they're, you know, being threatened with jail, being indicted, forced to spend, you know, their last dollars and everything they can to sell the farm in order to mount up some sort of legal defense. I mean, there's a clear delineation between the two. And
Exactly, total double standard.
And Sydney, how are the American people to reconcile this? I mean, this seems like such a ruse that all because they hate Trump, they didn't want Trump to become president, he's president, and what we hear echoing is the insurance plan that Stroke mentions to Page in the text message, that they've got their insurance plan in place to make sure that Donald Trump is not the president of the United States.
Yeah, I think Mr. Mueller is the insurance policy. The whole special counsel investigation and persecution is the insurance policy, and Mr. Mueller's carrying it out to a T.
Well, he seems to be the one that's running defense on this because he's having to purposely, Sydney, from our perspective, I mean, you're the legal one here. You've got the legal mind. We look at it from a perspective, you know, like Main Street, and goes, this just doesn't seem fair. I mean, he is literally stepping over crimes in order to pursue something, you know, that has anything to do with Donald Trump.
He's committing crimes in order to pursue something.
Yeah, and that as well. And so, I mean, at the end of the day, what are we going to end up with? You know, something that we paid $30+ million for that has little credibility.
It's an absolute travesty of justice, and if you could have seen the smug looks on the faces of the 12 special counsel sitting there at the prosecution table in the courtroom today, it would make you sick to your stomach.
Well, they are ideologues that are totally fixed, Sydney. That's all I can consider here, because they cannot see anything else. They feel like they are on the winning side of righteousness as they've defined it. And anybody else, you know, outside of their bureaucracy and their deep state are infidels.
That's the only way I know to explain it, that, and they're just incredible egomaniacs who see the world through a very limited view and don't care who they destroy in their way to destroy the president.
Well, we're talking with the author of License to Lie, former prosecutor Sidney Powell, on Department of Justice abuses. We're going to get more into that. Stay with us. We've got more from Sidney after this.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lungs. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. Join online at www.acs2018.com. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. Join American Cannabis Summit online at acs2018.com. Attendance is free. That's acs2018.com.
You may need this herbal tea for relief right away, so write this down. DrMillersClinic.com. If you take meds, then suffer stomach distress, constipation, indigestion, acid reflux, and bloating, and nothing else helps, get Dr. Miller's Holy Tea or Super Holy Tea, a cleansing, detoxifying herbal tea now available at great rates direct from Dr. Miller's office. Call or click 888-660-7039 or DrMillersClinic.com.
Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of blindness in people over 55, but with treatment it can be slowed down, stopped, and in some cases reversed. Make sure you see your grandchildren grow. Protect your vision by requesting information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD, or go to the website fightblindness.org, where I found so much helpful information, or again, call 1-800-BLINDNESS today.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UnveilingThem.com.
Listening to Bill Martinez live.
It's the most wonderful time of the year. With the kids jingle belling and everyone telling you be of good cheer.
Your program, your calls, your opinions. Bill Martinez live.
It's the happiest season.
Fresh and independent, Bill Martinez live here with you. Good to have you along with us, sharing a part of your day. Sidney Powell continues with us, author of the book License to Lie. Sidney, after all is said and done, we've seen what happened and what's happening with Michael Flynn. You know, Michael Cohen, I mean, last week, a good week, I guess you could say, for Mueller and the team and for those that want to believe that, you know, everything that Donald Trump is doing is totally involving Vladimir Putin and the Russians. And the only reason that he got elected president, forget about Hillary's incompetence, which I've said from day one, it doesn't make sense to me, Sidney. I mean, the Russians had, you know, had Hillary in their back pocket. I mean, they owned her. Why, given the choice, would you give up Hillary Clinton? If you wanted anybody to be president, you would want Hillary Clinton. I mean, she's the one that delivered Uranium One and all this other stuff to you. Why would you go with an unknown like Donald Trump? Doesn't make sense.
They did nothing to help Donald Trump become president.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, everybody knows all the collusion, I use that in quotes, is between the DNC and Hillary Clinton and Fusion GPS and Perkins Coie to destroy Donald Trump. Evidence of that comes out more and more every day. It's astonishing. I mean, even Christopher Steele has admitted more and more in filings in England.
Mm-hmm. Well, and this is the thing that's the shame, is where's the mainstream media, our mainstream media, the media that's supposed to serve us. And I guess this is why people are canceling their subscriptions and say, look, you're ill-serving us. Because you're not bringing the truth forth. You are promoting an agenda. You're a propaganda arm for the Democratic Party and liberal thinkers and socialists that are driving an agenda that is counter the U.S. Constitution and what Main Street America believes in. I mean, this is so frustrating, Sidney, because we're not getting the truth. I mean, just as you said right now, I mean, whether you talk about Debbie Wasserman Schultz, the DNC, Podesta Brothers, I mean, all this stuff stinks to high heaven. And where's the mainstream media and reporting on that? You know, Hillary Clinton's missing emails. And, oh, yeah, now we found some. And, you know, here's some emails and texts all of a sudden that are gone, that have been scrubbed and bleached by, as you say, Mueller and company. His and Lisa Page's, now they're popping up again. I mean, this is like slow drip torture here.
Oh, yeah, 675,000 emails on Anthony Weiner's laptop that the entire Clinton email file, and Comey and the FBI have buried that somewhere. It included Clinton Foundation emails, what Comey called the golden BlackBerry emails that were her backups for that, that would have showed her, quote, intent, end quote, when she set up the server. And the FBI, DOJ didn't even ask to look at those when they got the search warrant for the computer. I mean, they've just literally buried all of it. It's beyond the pale.
Without a doubt. Well, Sidney, what about the, you know, what about the whistleblowers on the Clinton Foundation? I mean, they have documentation, and the committee says, well, present it. Let's see it. And they go, nope, we're not going to give it to you.
I don't know what's going on with that.
I mean, are they afraid they're going to end up like another victim that's associated with anything that's Clinton, that suddenly your demise is pronounced?
Yeah.
Sadly, it's just the wake of bodies that are behind anything that's Clinton is absolutely scary.
Not to mention the people who died in China and Iran because she allowed her server to be hacked.
Well, exactly. And then do we know, I mean, and this is all suspicion here, I don't have anything, but my gut tells me that when we find out some of these things, we've already have gotten some indication. But my response early on was that because she was so loose with this information, she put, you know, she put an ambassador's life at risk. And we lost, Chris Stevens and three other American citizens there in Benghazi. Do you tie that down?
I think we lost scads of people because of her utter disregard for national security and the rule of law and her abject disdain for any application of any sort of rules and procedures to herself.
Mm-hmm. And beyond this, Sydney, I mean, you've got all the emails. You've got Hillary Clinton. You've got Podesta, Debbie Wasserman Schultz, the DNC. It's a mess. And then, let's talk about Russian collusion. And I could have only hoped that the investigation of Mueller would have gone into, some voter fraud. And, here they are worried so much about the Russians, they forgot, the Democrats and, sneakily doing something late night in California, allowing for ballot harvesting. Other states were doing ballot harvesting. One just got busted for it because it wasn't legalized there. But it's impossible mathematically to flip states overnight, to flip voting districts the way they did, particularly in California. But, everybody's just like, taking it in stride, and you go, what are we missing here? I mean, if we're really looking at collusion and the integrity of the whole election and the electoral process, then we really need to dig deeper than we hate Donald Trump and we just want to get him, we want to get him out of here so he's not president anymore. So we end up with somebody else like Hillary Clinton or Bernie Sanders or somebody else, and somehow they're acceptable. But meanwhile, all the cheating in our election process continues. Somehow, I guess, in their perspective, it's okay and it makes sense.
I think we're going to find it's worse than that. I think we're going to find that they developed algorithms to do some very funky things with the voting mechanisms.
Mm-hmm. And I think, like you, we're going to find that we already have some inclination here and an idea that all these social media giants, whether it's Facebook, Google, Twitter, they're all on the same team, which is against, the sentiment, the team, we the people team.
Yep. I've already got Google doing something funky with my book, saying that it's sold out or out of print when it's not.
Well, Sydney, as we wrap things up here, we got a couple of minutes left. Going into 2019 and we're carrying this mess. I mean, I feel in a sense we're almost like, that Charlie Brown character, Pigpen, that everywhere he walks around, he's got this shroud, this blanket of darkness around him. And I can't help but feel that that's what the American people are having to deal with right now. How are we going to shake this thing going, forward? Because I just don't have confidence in Mueller. I mean, and I think even after his report, it's all going to be suspect. I mean, I don't think it's going to be a healing process. I mean, I would be really shocked if it was. I think based on his history, it would almost seem out of character that he would give us a true objective opinion as to what happened. I mean, all these operatives, I mean, I'm watching, whether it's the Democrats or Republicans who continue to speak highly of Robert Mueller. And I go, well, wait a minute. Don't you know his history? This guy hasn't given to a straight. I don't care if you talk about Whitey Bulger or, go on down the list, his involvement with 9/11, all this other stuff. He has been a man that has lacked integrity, but you speak of him as if he's sacrosanct.
Right. I mean, this is the guy who handpicked the terrorist prosecutors for the Enron task force, mm-hmm. including Andrew Weissman, and then promoted him despite the ethical grievance we filed against him that's very well documented and the facts in my book, mm-hmm. and also pursued the wrong guy in the anthrax case relentlessly for 7 years, and the Whitey Bulger case, and everything that's going on now, and destroyed Stroke's cell phone after notification of all the problems with the text messages that required him to be fired. I mean, he should be fired right now for that alone.
Exactly. Sydney Powell, attorney and author of License to Lie. Sydney, how can they get their hands on your book?
www.licensedtolie.com.
Sydney Powell.
Everywhere in bookstores are sold.
And linked on our website at billmartinezlive.com. Oh, by the way, Sydney, Merry Christmas. Thank you so much for being with us.
Merry Christmas to you, Bill. Thank you.
Dan Perkins here. for Songs and Stories for Soldiers with your veterans tip of the day. Songs and Stories is now 4 years old. During that time, we have opened relationships with over 110 hospitals, clinics, outpatient centers, warrior and transition units, vet centers, along with many private veterans assistance groups. We have given away over 16,000 MP3 players, helping vets deal with PTSD, sleep deprivation, and suicide prevention. We average 30,000 hits on our website, songsandstoriesforsoldiers.us, each month. As we approach the Christmas season, we have lots to be thankful for. If you find yourself wanting to make a donation to a worthy cause, consider helping vets by making a donation to a veteran service organization near you. You can also send us a donation to help your brothers and sisters by going to our website. Your tip of the day is to think about others in need at this time of year. Merry Christmas from all of us at Songs and Stories for Soldiers.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The death toll from the tsunami in Indonesia is now nearing 300. The Indonesian Red Cross says those who survived are in dire need of assistance. The country's disaster agency also says more than 1,000 people were injured in the tsunami caused by the eruption of a volcano over the weekend. The partial government shutdown continues. It's the third day of the funding impasse that has shuttered a quarter of the federal government. The sticking point remains the $5 billion in border wall funding that President Trump is demanding. Negotiations between Democrats and the White House continue, but the earliest chance for a vote is now likely to be Thursday, when the U.S. Senate is scheduled to be back in session. Outgoing Defense Chief James Mattis giving the order now to officially withdraw U.S. troops from Syria, as President Trump has requested. And this is USA Radio News.
What does Meals on Wheels do? They deliver meals and smiles to homebound seniors. But Meals on Wheels does something else. They turn a volunteer's lunch break into a meaningful experience.
As small and as simple as the relationship is between a volunteer and a client of Meals on Wheels, it's really so impactful. I never thought that 5 minutes could make so much difference in the lives of two people, but it has.
Drop off a warm meal and get more than you expect. Volunteer at AmericaLet'sDoLunch.org. That's AmericaLet'sDoLunch.org. Brought to you by Meals on Wheels America and the Ad Council.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Bill Martinez, live.
Welcome back, America. Just the way you like to hear us, fresh and independent and a little bit ornery. This is why we have Jordan Goodman here with us, because he can bring some balance to this stuff. He is America's Money Answers Man, a nationally recognized expert on personal finance. Mr. Jordan, how are we doing, buddy?
Great to be with you again, Bill.
Hey, always good to be with you. So are the holidays going to stay, rather happy and joyous, or...
The retailers are happy. Sales are very strong.
Right.
But the Fed Reserve, as expected, just raised rates another quarter point. That's the fourth interest rate increase this year.
Why right before Christmas?
Well, that's just the way the scheduling of the meeting is.
They don't understand the calendar. They don't
know.
You know, it's like you couldn't wait a couple of weeks, wait until after the first of the year. You got to do it right before Christmas.
Every 6 weeks is when they have their meeting. So that's just the way the calendar works, unfortunately.
Well, we need to cancel one of those 6 week meetings. I'm just saying.
Yeah. So that means that the Fed Reserve raised rates to 2.5% on the Fed funds rate they control.
Mm-hmm.
That means that the prime rate goes from 5.25 to 5.5.
Mm-hmm.
So everything that you have tied to the prime rate, credit cards, student loans, car loans, business loans, just went up by another quarter point. So it was a full percentage point increase this year with four quarter point increases. And then the statement that they had going forward was a little bit more aggressive than the market had been looking for.
Mm-hmm.
They were saying one, possibly two more interest rate increases in 2019. The market had been hoping to get maybe one and possibly none, because clearly the economy is slowing, and that's what the stock market's volatility has been telling you.
Mm-hmm.
So going into that statement, the market was up about 300 and something points, and then it dropped right after that because the market is desperately wanting not to have further interest rate increases in the future, and the Fed did not give them that.
Yeah, exactly. Well, you know, I guess on one hand, you've got the Fed saying the reason we got to do this is because the economy is strong, right?
Yes, and they're saying that there's signs of inflation with the wage pressures, with wages rising about 3%, unemployment being low, retail sales being pretty strong. So, yeah, but the other signs, like real slowdown in the housing market, home sales, construction, real slowdown in the auto market. That's why you saw GM laying off 14,000 workers and closing five plants. Exports, like of grains. I mean, we got the China trade war going on, so there's lots of other signs of economic weakness.
So you're telling
me that a lot of companies have been putting out feelers saying 2019 is going to look a lot weaker than 2018, but the Fed didn't apparently get moved by that very much. They want to get rates up to what they would consider a neutral rate, which is probably 3%. We're now at 2.5%.
Okay, so we're almost there, I mean, all things considered, but I, like Trump, would say, you know, can you break it to me gently? I mean, you're going rather expeditiously. We're trying to, you know, recover in this economy. One of the things, as you mentioned earlier, regarding wages, I mean, wages are trying to catch up. I mean, the wages have been rather at a blight for an extended period of time.
Correct.
Now we start to get some upward movement, and there is the Fed, you know, sitting there going, hey, we want some of those shekels.
Exactly. They're, every time you get some success, the Fed wants to rein it in, basically. So you're right. It would be nice if wages were rising more. And in some cases, they are. I mean, Amazon's gone to a $15 minimum wage, and Walmart's raised wages. In some cases, there's shortages of workers, and they have to raise
wages.
Well,
yeah, without a doubt. Well, the thing is there's no question competition for good employees. That's what I'm saying to all potential employees or all employees out there. Boy, I'll tell you, this is your kind of market. All you got to do is go out there and be a good employee, and man, you can upgrade from where you are right now. And many employees are doing that; they're taking advantage of it because they realize that the market is very favorable for employees right now.
Correct, it is. So that's good for employees. It's good for America, but the Fed doesn't like it. The Fed gets worried about these things. So, I mean, in their mind, they kept interest rates too low, too long. They kept interest rates at zero from basically December 2008 to December 2015.
Yeah.
The interest rate increase we just had was the 10th interest rate increase since December 2015. Mm-hmm. And they think that they want to get back to, again, the neutral rate of maybe 3% off of zero, even though it's showing signs of hurting the economy. I don't think they should be doing, in this case, I think President Trump is right to tell the Fed, no, don't keep raising rates, although that's not what you're supposed to do. Feds are not supposed to be lecturing.
Everybody's getting upset because he's saying something. But in all fairness, I mean, look at, you printed money to support, and I don't mean to make, this may sound racist, but and I don't intend it to be this way, but, you know, I got to call it for what it is. You got a black president, you print $6 trillion or so, you know, to support his poor policies, and then now you got a white president in there, and now you're beating him up. I mean,
exactly.
What is this? I mean, all of a sudden, the Donald Trump administration is paying reparations for Barack Obama?
Something like that.
I mean, is that goofy?
Well, they're trying to roll back what they did. They added, the Federal Reserve added about $4.5 trillion to its
balance. Well, $4.5 trillion, $6 trillion, you know, what's a trillion here, a trillion there, right?
That was on the monetary side. Yeah. Remember, on the fiscal side, you had the stimulus program, and you had the bailout of the banks, and that was, you know, trillions of dollars as well. It was like $700 billion alone, just the stimulus program.
Well, that was that was a stimulus program for Obama's buddies. That's what that was
exactly.
For. I mean, so Schweitzer reported on that very cleanly. He said, "Hey, look at, if you were a bundler for the Obama campaign, I mean, Jordan, these guys were getting like $25,000 for every dollar they bundled." I mean, you and I would love to have that kind of
deal.
ROI,
yeah.
Right?
That was taxpayer money, ultimately.
Exactly. Thank you very much.
And that's why the deficit went from $10 trillion to $20 trillion under Obama. Mm-hmm. Now it's gone up to about $22 trillion. So we're still running very large deficits because the tax cut stimulated the economy, but also meant less revenue to the government as well. So the Fed's kind of in a pickle here.
It's their own making. And oh, yeah, by the way, that $4.5 trillion has got to come home to roost at some point. And, you know, that's that comes on the inflation train really quickly once it gets started, doesn't it?
Well, you'd think there'd be more inflation than there has been. We've got mm-hmm. oil prices that have been falling sharply. The oil's down to like $46 a barrel.
Yes.
Other commodity prices have been falling. You're right. Normally, you create that amount of money that would be inflationary, but we've got other deflationary factors. And I think the trade war is one of them. When you have mm-hmm. less demand and higher tariffs, then that brings prices down. That's one of the reasons that oil is falling as well. And if we don't come to an agreement by March 1st with the Chinese and we put in a 25% tariff instead of 10%, that'll slow the economy even further, both the U.S. and Chinese economy. So that's kind of – those are the two things that have been hanging over the market, the stock market,
right.
is the Fed Reserve, as we've talked about, and the potential for the escalation of the trade war, which I think is likely. I don't right. think they're going to come to an agreement in the next 2 months. They've been negotiating this for over 2 years and not made much progress here.
Well, you know, this is the thing that's a little goofy for me, Jordan, because I would think – and I know – you know, the president's not supposed to be talking to the Fed. They're supposed to have, you know, separate rails and all that kind of stuff. But, you know, China, on the other hand, they get everybody all in the same room. Say, hey, look, we're all in the same, you know, home jersey. You got home jersey? I got home jersey. Everybody's got home jersey. Here in America, everybody's a visiting team. I mean, right. well, there's no home playing field. I mean, you can't come together and say, hey, look, we got this dynamic going. You know, we all agree we got to do something about trade, right? Okay, so how are we going to do that? You know, I need a little bit of your help. I need a little bit of your help. Can I count on you in the recipe of things in order to solve this problem? Would that be possible? And then after that, hey, look, let's get the interest rates. Let's do something together to where it's win-win for all concerned. But, you know, the Fed's not used to talking or considering things this way because, you're not the boss of me.
Exactly. That's a good way of putting it because in here, the more the Congress tried to stimulate the economy with deregulation and tax cuts, the more the Fed Reserve wanted to slow it with higher interest rates. So
exactly.
They were not on the same team. They're at cross purposes.
Mm-hmm.
And you're seeing that in the market. We got off the stock market had a really good year at the beginning of the year as the tax cuts were kind of having their impact.
Mm-hmm.
But then as the Fed Reserve started raising rates, the economy, the stock market got crazier and basically peaked in early October.
Mm-hmm.
And it's been pretty much down ever since because of the Fed raising rates four times this year. So you're exactly right. They were at cross purposes, unlike in China, where they all kind of are on the same page.
Yeah, without a doubt. Well, Jordan, maybe you could talk to them, huh? Can you make that happen? Let's figure out, say, hey, guys, let's understand. We're going to wear the home jersey for, you know, give me about 18 months of the home jersey, okay? And I think we can make some things happen, and everybody would be, you know, a lot happier, and it could be a very joyous holiday season. I'm just saying.
I like your idea very much.
Well, okay, all right. Well, you let me know how that comes for you. Jordan, look at Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays, Happy New Year as always. It's been an honor to have you with us on the show. America's Money Answers Man, where can they go for more information?
MoneyAnswers.com. I've got all kinds of good emails and websites and videos and things at MoneyAnswers.com. Always glad to get emails from your listeners as well, Bill.
This is Bill Martinez, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse is passionate about redefining youth through revolutionary products. Visit BillMartinezLife.com for products like Lumines from Dr. Nathan Newman. The Lumines anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearance of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products by renowned physicians to help with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Giampapa, Jeunesse's medical advisor, has designed several products helping the body perform better through naturally occurring plant compounds. Jeunesse products come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See it all for yourself at BillMartinezLive.com. Click on the Jeunesse banner. Why not start today to live, feel, and be young again?
This report is brought to you by Bank of America. Whether it's that ugly sweater you'll never wear or that book you'll never read, we've all received unwanted holiday gifts. Many Americans are now choosing to avoid these gifting gaffes by turning to new ways of giving. The latest Bank of America Trends in Consumer Mobility report found nearly half of all Americans are using person-to-person payment services, with more than 80% of those users saying they would gift money to others through P2P. This trend could show why the majority of Americans believe an entirely cashless society will happen within their lifetime. Nikki Katz, Head of Digital Strategy and Emerging Experiences, Bank of America.
It's exciting to see the growth and adoption of person-to-person payments, especially during the rush of the holiday season. At Bank of America, we use these trends to shape future payment innovations and help clients better manage their financial lives.
For more, visit bankofamerica.com/mobilityreport. That's bankofamerica.com/mobilityreport.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose.
And here's Mike's best offer ever. My Pillow is now offering 50% off their 4-pack special plus free shipping. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's 50% off plus free shipping. Don't delay. Order now.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Back with the America, Bill Martinez here, 14 minutes before the top of the hour. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. With us right now, Steve Moore, one of President Trump's chief economic advisors and co-author of the new book, Trumponomics, Inside the American First Plan to Revive Our Economy. In it, he and Art Laffer give us a behind-the-scenes look at how President Trump created an agenda that has led to historically low unemployment, economic growth that President Obama and his supporters said wasn't possible, a growing labor force participation rate, and more people entering the job market. Steve, always good to have you with us. How you doing?
Hi, Bill. I'm doing great. Thank you.
Hey, congratulations on the book. This is a book that had to be written, you know, just to make sure that people understood the narrative because, of course, we just got off the midterm elections. There was a lot of hyperbole and, you know, theory flying around that seemed very disconnected from the truth and facts.
Well, it was fun writing, you know, when it was written by Art Laffer and I, and of course Art Laffer is the godfather of supply-side economics, and, you know, we got started working with Donald Trump two and a half years ago, and it's so fun to see that these ideas, not only were able to pass this agenda on tax cuts and deregulation and pro-America energy policies and basically getting government off the business, back of business, but it's wonderful to see how well it's worked. I mean, the economy is now growing at near 4%, something Obama never came near in 8 years in office. We've got 7 million more jobs than people to fill them. We've got the lowest unemployment rate since the Beatles were playing together. So it's an amazing economy, and it shows that ideas really do have consequences.
Yeah, without a doubt. And Steve, you and I talked about it. The beauty of this was that Donald Trump was coming at this in a business-like CEO typical kind of manner. I mean, this was supported by empirical evidence. It wasn't like he was looking at tea leaves and, you know, wearing a crystal and hoping that maybe this might work. I mean, historically, you look back and you're saying, hey, when we do certain things like cut taxes and we get government regulations out of the way, it seems to have a pretty positive effect on the economy, doesn't it?
Yeah, I think that the key to Trump's success is precisely what you just said. And then we talk a lot about this in the book, that he addresses every issue as a businessman would address any issue that confronts their business. How do you make money? How do you expand your payrolls? How do you meet your payroll? How do you, how do you expand in a way that is making a profit? And, you know, nobody thinks like that in government. And Trump has brought that kind of ethos to government for the first time in a long, long time. And let's face it, we replaced a community organizer who knew nothing about business with a guy who's one of the most successful businessmen in America. And it's I think, at the core of why he's so successful, because he's common sense. If he sees, if you're a businessman and you see something that's impeding your progress, you figure out a way to get rid of that roadblock. And in Washington, they just keep the roadblock there and then they move on. And so and by the way, Trump really cares mostly about these blue-collar workers who get, you know, they're the victims of a lot of these government policies. It reduces jobs, it reduces wages, it reduces opportunities, it reduces the amount of businesses that are here. A lot of our businesses move out of the country to China or India or Mexico, not just because of trade deals, but because of regulations and taxes and things like that. You know, for the first time, we got businesses actually moving from Mexico to Michigan. You know, for 30 years, they were moving from Michigan to Mexico. Right. So this is a great pro-business environment, and being pro-business, and this is another theme of the book, Trumponomics, when you're pro-business, you're also pro-worker, because you can't have jobs if you don't have employers.
Yeah, without a doubt. And Steve, the other thing, I mean, this is really, it resides in the old basic business axiom, and that is that people will do that which they get rewarded for. You know, when you have a government and regulations that promotes the kind of things that the previous administration did, is it any wonder? And then Donald Trump comes in, he's not beholden to K-Streeters and all these other people that influence, the Oval Office. He's just doing right by the people. That's what he said on Inauguration Day. And, you know, some said it was a dark speech. I thought it was quite liberating, because he was saying, look at the government. I'm giving the government back to you, the people, we the people. This is the way the framers of our Constitution had envisioned it, and this is the way it has to be. And what he's been doing from day one is he's been living out that process, a true transformation, getting us back to our roots, as opposed to some elusive transformation that people still to this day, 10, 12 years later, are going, I'm not sure what kind of transformation Barack Obama was talking about.
Well, I think that's right, and nowhere do you see that more than in the energy area, where the United States of America, according to the Wall Street Journal, is now, producing more oil and gas than any time in 50 years. We are very, very close to, for the first time in half a century, to being energy independent, which is a wonderful thing. It means we're not going to be dependent on OPEC, Saudi Arabia, and Iraq for oil. It means we don't have to send money to terrorists when we buy, because we can buy the oil and produce it here at home rather than have to send it abroad. So that's a great thing. And by the way, in 5 years, we're not only going to be energy independent, we're going to be the major energy. We can be the new OPEC of oil production. And in fact, the title of our chapter on energy is called Saudi America, because we are becoming so dominant. And by the way, the left's view of this is, let's just shut down our fossil fuel development, which is ridiculous. We have more oil and gas and coal than any other country in the world. It'd be like telling Nebraska not to grow corn.
Yeah, exactly. Well, Steve, can you imagine what this will do in terms of human rights? I mean, the left says they're the champion of human rights, which is a little bit ironic and sometimes hypocritical. But I mean, truly, if we're not beholden to the Saudis and some of these screwed up relationships that we have, where we have to compromise our values, and we're not only leading economically, but we're leading in a sense spiritually and for human dignity, what is that going to do to the world?
Well, one of the cool things that's happening now is, as Trump says, we talk about this in the book Trumponomics as well, that when the United States gets our economic policies right, the rest of the world watches and sees what's happening, and they try to duplicate it. So our role in the world is to lead by example, and Trump is doing that. And as he says, I put America first, and you should put your country and your workers first. And so now we're seeing that, as Trump says, the United States economy today is the envy of the world. We're growing faster than any other country. And by the way, as you know, most of the economists that on the left, the people I debated during the campaign on Obama's staff and on Hillary Clinton's staff, and people like Paul Krugman and Larry Summers, all said, "Oh, the U.S. economy can't grow faster than 2% because that's the what we got under Obama." And Trump said, "No, there's no constraints on growth. He's a can-do guy. He's an optimist, like Reagan was. He believes in America. He believes in the power of our innovators and our small businesses and our workers." And so now you're seeing other countries starting looking at what's happening in the United States, think we should do that too, because we can make our countries prosperous. And, you know, growth is not a zero-sum game. Just because America is growing faster doesn't mean, you know, that Europe has to grow slower. In fact, we can all grow together, and that's the hope. And I think you could see, you know, I think we're going to see 3 or 4 more years of this kind of very solid prosperity. Incidentally, we just had midterm elections, and normally you'd expect the Republicans, the party in power, to get wiped out in a midterm election, but that didn't happen. Instead of getting a blue wave, there was a blue trickle. And the reason for that is people feel good about the direction of the country right now. They like the economy, like their personal finances. They like their job prospects. It has a big impact on how people feel about their own lives.
It really is, and that's an excellent point, Steve. On top of that, I mean, you would say that the Republicans strategically even handed a lot of these seats, to the Democrats, because there was such a number of Republicans that retired this cycle. So, losing that position of incumbency, it can be costly.
Well, I think that's exactly right, and I think you're going to see Republicans going forward with these policies. And we're not done yet. We want to continue to promote American energy. We want to do tax cuts 2.0. We want to promote these trade deals in ways that are a better deal for the United States, and we'll promote free trade, but give the United States access to more of these markets. So that is a wonderful thing. And I think that, I think we're just getting going. I saw the president, by the way, about a week or two ago, and he said that. He said, "Steve, we're just getting going on the economy." He's such an optimist. I just love the man. And, we talk a lot about the man himself in the book, because it's all first person about our relationships with Trump. As you know, Larry Kudlow and I and Art Laffer helped write the economic program for Trump. And he's a really great person. And, sometimes he talks too much, and sometimes I wish he'd keep his mouth shut. But, he's so optimistic. He's got an energy level that I've never seen before. I mean, he's the most energetic, inexhaustible person I've ever seen.
Yeah, that's what everybody says that's been around him. Cord Lodnowski, in his book, related a story of one time he just put his head, they were on the plane, he put his head down on the table, and Donald Trump said, "Well, if you're too tired, you can quit the campaign anytime."
Yeah, exactly. I had the same experience. I would travel a couple days at a time with Trump, and after 1 or 2 days, I was completely exhausted. I wasn't the one giving the speeches. I wasn't the one who was doing it day after day after day. And I'm 15 years younger than the president. I'm 58, and he's, 71, 72?
72?
And yet he was running circles around me.
Well, when you think about this, Steve, it is amazing when you consider, and I was talking to Trish Regan about this just a moment ago, that here's the number one job on the planet. The president of the United States, the CEO of this great country of ours. And this is an OJT job. You don't go to college to learn how to be president. You are thrown in the deep waters day one. Well, with a Democratic House, Donald Trump's going to have to be playing a bit of a game of chess, right? A little bit of a game of chess, but I think he's up for the competition, no doubt. The book available at all the usual places. We're going to link it on our website as well. Stephen Moore, along with Art Laffer, give us Trumponomics: Inside America First Plan to Revive Our Economy. Thank you, Steve. Always a pleasure. Appreciate it.
Thank you. Anytime. Take care.
Folks, this is very important information. What's to be said about CBD? AncientLifeOil.com. Our CBD is made from hemp and has 0.003 THC, which means this wonderful product won't get you high, no matter what amount you take. What does CBD do for the body? My hands are tied, but you can Google CBD benefits and be astounded. When you're finished reading, you'll want to log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. and purchase. Life is good when you feel good. People are tired of pain. People are asking for non-GMO organic products to help them with you fill in the blank. Legal in 49 states, and again, our CBD is made from hemp. Ancient Life Oil is about helping people, one by one by one. If you wonder how good the product is, the CEO takes it every day without miss. AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Have a great day.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and